couple dust-ups today between the offense and defense today. What was that like?
That's football. That's August camp. It happens every year. You go into the locker room, you shake that guy's hand, and you move on from it. You know, it's part of it. 9-on-7, 3 days in pads we've been. So it was bound to happen. We just got to make sure that we protect each other because we're family. At the end of the day, come September, whenever we play Dallas, we're all on the same team and wearing the same jersey. So that's the thing we have to keep in mind.
Does the ball screen roll totally to the pads you want regarding the offensive line? We've had a few padded practices. When you look at yourselves on tape, you see that build up come together?
Definitely. I think we put some good things on tape, but it's stringing together multiple good days. Keep doing the right things consistently. So that's the thing that we're working on right now. Just keep building that consistency. I like where we started. I like it a lot. Guys are communicating, guys are getting along, we're getting things done. Continue to build off that. Never let one good day, and digress and go back the other way.
Working next to Eric, have you seen a difference in him? What he did on the offseason, is it translating for him?
Definitely. And I think that's one thing. He's definitely improving. And there's competition in the room. There's guys that are not starting right now that have gone out there and have played well. So that's going to make us better. That pushes everybody.
Who's caught your eye?
Fluker. Obviously put pads on. He's the biggest human being I've ever seen. Brett Jones, probably one of the smaller guys I've seen in the NFL, but both those guys are going out there and putting on a good show. Adam Geddes is just a veteran that's consistently just always doing good work. Those are a couple of names that come to mind as of right now. But all the guys, even the young guys, are coming up. Biznawadi's a tough guy. Chad Wheeler, a kid that we brought in, has done some really good things, moves his feet well. So I'm excited about this group as a whole.
What would you say to a guy like Biznawadi, who definitely was engaged in some extracurricular stuff today? Good, or?
I would tell him to grab the face mask and go uppercuts. Don't throw straights because then you hurt your hand. But that's just me. I don't know. No. All jokes aside, I would tell him to look up my Demontre Moore fight like 2 years ago. Like, look, that's how you do it. No, at the end of the day, we got to protect each other and be safe. You don't want to end up hurting yourself and knocking yourself out of camp and then hurting yourself on making this team because of something silly like getting in a fight with a guy that you know. It really doesn't matter that you're fighting them. It's not gonna prove anything within the team.
So you're too
old for that now? Am I too old? No, I got a couple of scuffles yesterday. I love to find out where I'm at. You know what I mean? Like, I love to find out, like, where I'm at in the pecking order. But, like, to a degree, if you ask anyone in that locker room, I'm going to face up somebody and they're going to know I'm coming. That's where we got to make sure we don't do anything cheap, don't do anything to hurt somebody, because that's not fun. I mean, getting out there and getting some scuffles. We've been talking so much. It's fun to kind of throw each other around and rest a little bit. That's what we're here to do. After we execute the play to perfection and do exactly what Coach McAdoo wants us to do, then after that.
Justin, you're obviously pleased with the youngsters on the O-line. What about the guys you go up against on the D-line? They won't stand down to you from that angle.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Tomlinson, the tackle that we brought in. He's fit right in with those group. There's no drop-off from when the ones go out and he comes in. Obviously, I know he's got to learn the scheme and learn his role within the scheme, but he plays a great pad level. Impressed with him. Who are some of the other guys I should be impressed with? You guys can tell me. Who are the other young D linemen? I haven't gone against many others besides Tomlinson, so that's all, I'll leave it at that. Bromley's an older guy. I've been going against Bromley for 8 years. I'm sick of Bromley.
About guys like Avery Moss, rookie guy like Mchwan, that sort of thing.
I haven't seen them as much. I'm in guard, so I don't see those guys as much. But Romeo Aquara, another guy that just keeps getting better and better. A young guy from last year, still a young guy. So, I mean, I expect a lot of more, great things out of him.
Erling's darker. What is he bringing to
that? A toughness. He's going to run that downhill. He's a straight-line runner, one cut and go. No dancing in the hole. And as an offensive lineman, you appreciate that because you're straining your butt off to hold that defender off as long as possible. And, Orleans is going to hit hard, and that's something that you enjoy blocking for.
So you and Eric, after one play, going over something.
Yeah.
How often do you do that, and what do you try?
If there's ever a tough look where we're seeing something else, it's finding that common ground where, like, why are you seeing it this way and how am I seeing it, to make sure that we're both seeing it the same way. I need to know where he's going to be at. He needs to know where I'm going to be at. So that's the biggest thing. And there's so many different looks you can get in football. And in a particular play, you can get 10 different looks. So being able to communicate with that guy next to me is huge. So every play, we're always kind of talking to each other, making sure we're seeing the same thing.
A couple of weeks ago, you said driving to camp was like the feeling of Christmas. 2 weeks in, is that feeling still there? Is it going out to grind?
I really don't have a chance to even think about that because we go from I'm here 8 in the morning till 9:30 at night. You go home, you fall asleep, you get back up. It's kind of like you're in the twilight zone. It's just like you don't know where you're at. But it's nice. You always look for that, like, that little, like, in the O-line room, we're always looking for that, like, little glimmer of hope. So tomorrow is, like, a jog-through day. So, like, today we're like, all right, give it everything you got because tomorrow we got the, you know, got a lighter day. And then you gear it back up and we know we got an off day on Sunday. So that's kind of what you look for. You set, like, landmarks in camp to get to.
So you're going to get your fights in today?
Huh?
Got to get your fights in today.
The fights can happen at any point, but like I said, like, in all serious with the fights, we're a team here. We're the New York Giants. We do things a certain way. So it's going to happen. We got to make sure we respect the guy across from us and make sure that we're doing the right things to represent each other, the team, and not put ourselves in a bad position. Because the worst thing that could happen, we lose a guy for an extended period of time. So I do like to joke around with it. I did do some of the MMA, the wrestling, the fighting stuff, but there's a time and place for it. And as of right now, we got to make sure we hone it in and we're getting better at football, not just, you know, wrestling with each other.